to show success.
A bit of a clearing of the throat and a yelling down the canyons of your calcified frontal lobe. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And Fridays are a very special day indeed, where we are joined by the Swerdlows and one or more fabulous guests that they've lined up from their amazing travels and indeed privileged contacts. And today, Stuart, Janet, you've brought us a very, very special lady. Her name is Betsy Malone. Welcome to the show, Betsy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show tonight.
Would you please introduce yourself to us and the listeners and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Currently, I'm a writer, and I'm working on a script. I'm marketing it on my website, Screenplays by Third Dog Script. And I'm doing a lot of research. I'm a truth seeker, and I'm looking for information that will help me raise my consciousness and be a better human being. So that's pretty much who I am.
Now, are we talking about – oh, go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, Betsy, I think it might be a good idea to tell the listeners about your background, especially in the military.
Oh, okay, sure. I started out as a generator mechanic in the Army and switched over to being an MP and got out of that right after Desert Storm. I did go to Desert Storm, and I discharged in 92 and started working for the Department of Veterans Affairs as a veteran service representative. And I spent most of my time there until 2003, and I retired from that job. So I've pretty much been in the government through my 20s and 30s, and now in my 40s, I've decided to be a writer.
That's kind of interesting because you were one of the people that accompanied us overseas in that fantastic European trip, and you and I had a chance to visit about a lot of things, and I was really fascinated with the research that you're doing and how you got involved in doing the research. And I think you're just kind of one of those people that you're a great observer and you kind of figure things out and you don't give up, you persevere. And that's an amazing quality to have these days. And so could you tell us a little bit about the research that you're doing and kind of how you got involved in doing that research?
Sure. My first experience, I was listening to Jordan Maxwell on YouTube, and you mentioned on your website today some of the things that I was talking about. The first thing I heard was my birth certificate was a stock on the New York Stock Exchange, and that just like freaked me out. I'm like, really? How could that happen? So I went into research mode, and I had to find out more about it. And sure enough, there's a lot going on in the commerce that we don't know about, that's purposely been hidden from us. And during that research, I've discovered who I am versus the fictitious person that my all capital name. You notice when you get a bill, it's in all capital letters. Your full name is in all capital letters. So that is the fictitious or straw man that I mentioned on the website today, legal entity that interfaces with the government or corporations. And as I keep delving in deeper to find out more information, there's a lot of things in our commerce as well as in our laws that aren't exactly what you think they are. For instance, you you wouldn't realize that we operate in admiralty law, which is the law of the contracts. And you think more of law in the equity terms, but really the admiralty, the contract law, is what puts us into the situation of having this fictitious entity, the legal entity, that interfaces with the government, allowing the birth certificate to become the, on the stock exchange. I guess I should... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's one thing that Stuart had talked to us about the fringed American flag. Isn't that correct, Stuart?
Yeah, that represents a country that's under martial or admiralty law and not under civil law.
And we see those in the courtrooms.
All across the U.S., they all have gold fringes all around the flags.
Yeah, and most Americans have not a clue. But now here you are, which Stuart has talked about for a number of years, tying that together with what your findings are.
Very true. And what goes on in court is commercial. It's all business. It's about the money. And it's about revenue. As you dig deeper into what goes on in... I'll just call it the sovereignty movement, because if you search out on the internet, you find a lot of information about this. Being a sovereign means that you separate yourself from that fiction and you become the real person you are, and you take control of that all capital name, so you can handle your own business and not be liable or controlled by the government. So some of the things that I've learned is exactly who I am. It's been a process. And, of course, this is a process for people to learn. The outcome is the ability to gain your freedom. And when I mentioned earlier, discharge your debt. Because once you realize what that birth certificate is, it's something that was created with an application, a contract that was created into a bond that was put on the New York Stock Exchange by our government. Now, how is that happening? Why is that happening? Well, we operate in a bankruptcy. And in the bankruptcy, our treasurer, the Secretary of Treasury, is a trustee for that. And to have credit or ability to go to the lenders that we have been in the bankruptcy with, they needed collateral. And guess who the collateral is? That's right, the people. This happened in 1933. It's in our laws, and it's something that you can research. I'll go ahead and put out one law that you could look up. It's called HJR 192. So this is when it really cemented and became a serious control over the people. This law basically took our ability to pay debts away from us. And as a remedy to be able to do commerce, in the law, we have the ability to discharge our debts. Now, of course, we were never told this, and it's almost impossible to find this information out. However, in the last, let's say, 20 years, little by little, people have been out there digging, researching, and finding this information and putting it out there for everyone to learn about. I would say there's probably maybe 25,000 or more people that are actually doing this process and understand it and put, you know, they're out there. This is just not like a couple of people doing it.
You mentioned that there's a movement. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you could term it freedom movement or sovereignty movement. Both of those are things that you could look up on the internet and find a lot of information about. You often see when you look this up, there's a lot of YouTube videos that covers. It's such a complex situation because it's been years of hidden information from us.
That's Betsy, does it go back to the early 1600s when the U.S. was actually declared a corporation, the Virginia Corporation in Britain? and that all the people in the U.S. then become assets of that corporation?
I would more say it would just be the Dutch East India Trading Company that settled America, basically just went in and took ownership and said, hey, we're basically running the show.
Well, you're right. It started way back then. The history goes way back. And the key element, like you talked about the fringe that you see in the courtrooms, it's all about the contracts that we've gotten into and the debts that we have put ourselves into. When the colonists first landed in America and made the compacts with the people, a lot of the compacts were to protect the assets of the group of men, the white men that were actually doing most of the business at that time. The contract evolved into the Bill of Rights to protect other people, but yet they still owed the debts. And they owed the debts to the international bankers. So what happened was, during this earlier period, when the colonists really needed to pay off the debts, they were using whatever they could as collateral to give to the international bankers. And when they started asking the southern states to go ahead and give up some of their national lands, they decided not to. And as you know, they backed out of Congress and created a mess at that point. Now, we don't hear about this side of the story at all. The Civil War was about freeing the black people. And if you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find that it was actually a totally different story.
Well, that's very interesting because, you know, that's what Stuart and I talk about all the time, of course, is hidden history and what the people are told. And, of course, you know, everybody had slaves. Black people had slaves in Africa. I mean, white people had other white people enslaved. So it's kind of interesting that they chose that particular point for the Civil War. But you're telling us from your research that that actually was not the case, that there was another reason why we had the Civil War.
Yes, exactly. And it was about making sure that we could make deals pretty much with the international bankers to not, what happens in bankruptcy, they would come in and try to take their possessions. And so to reorganize or be in what's called a Chapter 11 bankruptcy and be able to maintain themselves in that bankruptcy, they needed to bring forth the collateral. And after the Civil War, a lot of the legislation that went through allowed them to do that. At that point is when we gave up a lot of our rights and our property. It wasn't until 1933 that the actual Americans, the people, we the people, became the collateral or assets with our birth certificates.
Well, I see it as just being traded like stock on the stock market. But what do you call it if the stock that you're trading happens to be alive? You call it livestock.
That's true. But
Betsy, if is there a place on the stock market where a person can go look up their birth certificate and see what the value is?
Oh, yes. What you would do is you would look on your birth certificate for the, I believe it's in red, and it would be that the certificate of live birth that would have the red letter and some numbers on it. And that you can take that to any broker and look up the number on the stock exchange to find that how much they're normally pooled with either common stock or priority stock.
And have you actually looked yours up?
I did look mine up, and mine is in a common stock, and I'm only worth a couple of million.
Well, hey, we're going to ride with you.
Yeah, I guess that tells my age. Probably because of the way that the market is, I would say that they're getting more money nowadays for a birth certificate. And when I say they, I mean the international bankers are paying this to our government credit to establish the credit in the system that, that we use for currency.
What do you make of this new double catastrophe? Like, first they raise the debt ceiling by $1 trillion and vow to cut $1 trillion off of spending or whatever. And then days later, there's this massive worldwide stock crash. It's like 4 or 5% or something, rivaling what happened in 2008, threatening to trigger this other freaking recession slash mega depression slash we're all going to die in the street and can't afford the food on the shelves kind of stuff.
Right. Well, they're marching right along with their plans to devalue the dollar. And I guess we have to distinguish what happens in the public funds and what happens in the private funds. And in the public funds, they're going to basically strangle themselves by doing this, I believe. Obviously, the agenda is to bring people to a point where they will be willing to submit to more control. However, go ahead.
Can you think about, like, I've got a question here from the chat room. The name on your birth certificate, does that owning, you know, you owning your birth certificate, does that trigger any kind of, like, frequency or with your name or any deeper ties going in there? Is it basically just a business transaction and you're basically livestock and there's no real deeper meaning to it?
Oh, my goodness. It has a huge deep meaning to it. A lot of my research goes into that area where we're looking at the whole person.
We'll have to talk about the whole person and the becoming, because we're going to keep you on the edge of your seats, ladies and gentlemen, because we're about to take a fabulous commercial break. My very special guests are the Swerdlows and Betsy Malone, coming at you live from New Zealand. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your heart and body extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com on this Monday and Friday fabulous edition. My very special guests today are the Swerdlows, and we're joined also by Betsy Malone. Welcome back, everybody, from break. We got cut off earlier by the break when we were talking about the deeper meaning behind people's names and their birth certificates and what the correlation is and the deeper meaning of it.
Yes, I was going to say that this affects a person on every level, on the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, and obviously we're talking right now about the physical level. But this freedom that I'm talking about, trying to obtain, it is a process, and it's work, and it is going to affect you on every level. When we take a look at that fictitious name, that fictitious entity that is created on the birth certificate, and then it's solidified with your social security number, and you notice on your social security card it's an all caps name, that just distinguishes it as a vessel that is actually a corporation, a legal entity that's a fiction. And you have to have that legal entity fiction to interact with the shadow government. And the reason being is there's two laws that are interacting that have to have parity. In natural law, we start with God and then man and then a government and then a corporation. But what we see in our society today is equity law, which is the corporation running the government and controlling man. And there's no God in the picture. So what they do to have parity, and this is divinely, they have to be able to meet you face to face. They have to have a fictitious entity, a corp, something dead, that will interact with them. So that's where the legal fiction of your name comes in, to be able to interact with the corporation. So
it's like the Dead Puppet Society.
Yes. And when you figure out, when you distinguish, you separate yourself, you understand who you are, and you separate yourself from that. You could liken that to the children of Israel that left Egypt. They left their slavery, but they were stuck in this Sinai area where they had a really hard time getting rid of their slave habits. And they couldn't enter that promised land because they still were hanging on to the old ways. And it's kind of like when you start to look, if you can move yourself out of Egypt and you're in this period where you can learn the process, you can truly enter the promised land. You can go into a different reality on all levels. And that's the beauty of being able to find this information. It's a possibility for you to learn on your own, go out and find this. There's tons of information on the internet that's free, on YouTube, on, you know, just Google any of those words that I told you about. You'll pull up information and learn about this. Learn who you are first. Distinguish yourself from the straw man, and there is a process to do that. And the process is simple, but again, it's personal. It's going to be, you know, where are you at spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and so forth.
Betsy, has anybody actually accomplished this?
Yes. I was mentioning earlier, the number of people that have done this or living this, probably more than 25,000. Maybe that's just an estimate that I know of from interacting, researching, and like I said, looking on the internet to see who's out there doing what.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a group.
So 25,000 out of over 300 million people,
yes,
have done this. Now, what has the government's reaction been to those people?
Okay, this is the thing. For sovereignty, once the government, once the agents realize you know who you are on all levels, then you don't have such a hard time dealing with them. And using the remedies that are available for you to discharge your debt and operate in commerce and business. And there's just a whole wide area. It's not only just like you're talking about the courts. You'll also, there's a whole world of understanding how to protect yourself legally.
It's like a new spectrum, you know, kind of like every light that opens up, it gets reflected in a prism and turns into this amazing rainbow that's all in different directions and goes all crazy-like.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely, definitely.
You know, and, you know, you can, you know, distract kittens with it and whatnot. But I suppose the real choice that we have to make here is whether or not you do want to be 100% free, do your claim and get your life back from the government, which mortgaged you but gave you the choice of unmortgaging yourself, or do you want to just keep going on as you are? That's the question, because a lot of people do know about this sort of research and the straw man, free man, and various other forms of man movements, and they don't actually go through the whole hog. They don't actually get their claim of rights issued, and they don't file the necessary documents because they want to stay in the system. Now, it's also incredibly difficult and a very long and laborious process, and a lot of people are too lazy to do it, quite frankly.
There you go. It's true. It's a process. Like the children in Sinai, they can't give up those old habits. That's why I'm excited being on the radio show tonight, because I believe people that are seeking freedom in their spirituality and getting control and not letting the propaganda get to them and really out there seeking truth will have a not as difficult time accepting and maybe going through this process.
And Betsy, when a person does achieve their freedom, do they actually lose their citizenship?
Yes, that's true. You won't be a citizen. You'll be an American. Now, the thing is, when you take control of your legal fictitious entity, that entity will still be a citizen, but you will have control of it. And the real live person will not be a citizen anymore.
So it's kind of like that internet site Second Life, where you have the Second Life, but you control, but you're not it. You're just controlling it.
Right. Right.
So will you wind up getting obese and spending a lot of time at home if you wind up getting your free man to do all your stuff for you?
Well, that's possible.
You know, I'm free. I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to sit on my ass. You know, I worked for 15 years to get these proper documents filed in the exact way with the right type of paper and binder and all that kind of other meticulous Chernobyl type annoyance crap that you have to deal with.
It will free you up to do a lot of the things that you would really love to do. And I have seen personally most of the people that do the process really love people, and they end up helping other people. And that's amazing.
Does the government harass them?
Yes, there is in the beginning a harassment and I would say like blocks to see if you're really strong in what you believe in. And once you pass that, then you're living in a whole different world. You're not, it's kind of like the Matrix. Like you go around and you see this other world going on, but you're not a part of it really.
Mm-hmm. Betsy, do other countries have a similar situation to this, or is it just the U.S.?
Yes, I believe, like you were talking about the history of it, what happened in the 1600s and forward, they have their own version, their own laws that put them into the control and the fictitious entity and so forth. And they have the similar kind of contracts. So all of the little snares that have been put out there, I believe other countries have just as well as ours. Their laws may have different numbers and names, but same thing.
So once you have been through the process, then what's the bottom line? I mean, how would you expect your life to change?
You just have a total different look on everything that occurs around you. It's like when you take money, you have to think about what happens with most people, and we don't realize how connected to currency we are. And it's so emotional. It's like if we don't have the money, if we do have the money, if they give us a ticket and we have to go to the court, if the court's going to pull us in and, you know, charge us fines or fees for this or that. So when you realize that you can disconnect from that bull, basically, and know who you are and protect your real rights, you just have a totally different, I mean, you feel like a sovereign, you feel like a king.
Didn't you tell me that there's actually something on the money that makes people feel like they have to have that?
Oh, yes. We were looking at the money, and some of the images on there reminded me of that, where if you see that, it's like it draws you in, and you're so attached to that piece of paper that's really just a promissory note. And that's kind of fictitious as well. It's not real money. So, yes, that's true.
Well, it was interesting to me because I know I've talked a lot in my work about how things are radionically imprinted. For example, I know one day I was like walking past a a stand of lottery tickets, scratch tickets, and I felt one come out and like touch me on the arm. And I thought, oh, that's odd. So I actually bought that particular ticket, and I think I won $20. And so, of course, once you win $20, you know what they want you to do is to turn around and reinvest it, of course.
Yes.
So, you know, this kind of reminds me of that, because we talk about our food being imprinted and all those kind of things, but I don't think we really realize that the money itself, like what you're saying, is imprinted, and that becomes what controls us. You know,
yes.
Like you're saying, whether it's our debt or whether it's going to work or, you know, putting food on the table, paying our bills, it's amazing that money does have control. We don't trust the higher powers to take care of us. And we don't trust ourselves to bring what we need. Instead, we do get tied to that physical representation of debt.
Yes. It's just amazing how, I mean, I of course, realized how attached I was when I started delving into this. And I've slowly, over time, started to give up some of that attachment and see just the flow of, and I call it currency, in a different way. And it's just amazing when you get to that point, because I'm going back to the point of it being it's on all levels. It really is when you start making these changes, and it's not easy. It's hard work. You have to like research and read and try to understand stuff. And I know that it's difficult for a lot of people. You know, they don't have much time to do all that. And I hope to be able to maybe produce something, a book or something that can, that's one of the things that I've learned that I can do a little bit, is take complex situations or complex information and combine it and share that where it's understandable and it's not as like a big chunk to eat at once, you know?
Well, you know, you've spent all this time doing research. It would be amazing if you could compile some kind of a manual, kind of a step-by-step, for those people who want to do the process. I mean, I think that would be a very valuable contribution to society.
Yes.
There already is one. It's called the Free Man Manual. It's about 700 pages or something. A friend of mine did it.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I'd be interested to see what Betsy would think, because I know there are various ways of doing things. So, and I know she said that she has read through a lot of stuff and weeded it out. And, of course, one of the things that Stuart and I teach is simplicity. So 700-page manual is fantastic, I'm sure. And we'd see if Betsy could pare it down a little bit more, maybe a couple hundred pages or something.
Right. Yeah, that's the kind of thought that I was having.
And we'll be right back after this very short break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. My remarkable guests are Janet and Stuart Swerdlow, joined by Betsy Malone. Back in a moment at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question. My remarkably fabulous guests today are the Swerdlows and Betsy Malone. Welcome back from break.
Thank you.
You know, real good coordination there. Now, Betsy, over the break, we were discussing something that you felt was of great import and really needed to be mentioned to the listeners. I can't specifically remember what it was. Can you?
Yes. The whole goal in the process is for the individual to become a secured party creditor. And creditor being the key word, not a debtor anymore, a creditor. And this is what happens in the process when I talk about discharging debts. As a creditor, you will have the ability to discharge, let's say, your mortgage or a credit card bill, anything that you would get as a debt on the public. because that's the remedy that was in that law that I mentioned earlier. Now, when you do this as a creditor, because you have the value and you have the credit, you will also be taking away from the national debt. Because in what happens with the government is a public debt. And what you will be doing as a secured party creditor would be on the private side. So you're coming from your full faith and credit, and you're taking those numbers. I say numbers because you can't really say that it's money off of that side. It's a double bookkeeping in the system. You would take that many digits away from the national debt when you discharge your debt.
So does that make you kind of like of your own bank?
Yes. And you would be considered in a banking association, and that's in the laws. There is a specific law that did I write it down? You can look for it under Title 31, USC 3123. And that is the one that kind of outlines where you come in as a banking association on the private side. And what happens is you would be able to write, and most specifically in the law, is promissory notes. You would be able to write a promissory note, which is very similar to the dollars or, you know, the currency that we see moving around in our system. Now, I mentioned accepted for value, and that's also a banker term. But it's not necessarily writing the promissory note. It's accepting the instrument or the presentment that you receive, such as a mortgage payment. You can accept that for value, and you would route that through your private treasury account, which is based on your bond, your birth certificate bond that's making all that money. And that's the thing that allows you to have the credit to be able to pay off or discharge those debts, because your birth certificate that has value, the birth certificate shows that you are a real entity with credit, and you will access that to be able to discharge your debts.
So in other words, like you said you had a value of $2 million, so your bank then could, say, discharge up to $2 million worth of debt.
And what I would do, because I have value in my birth certificate, I would create a contract and basically let the Treasury know that I want to access that as a secured party, and I've actually created my own account off of my birth certificate. I accepted my birth certificate, sent it to the Treasury Department, and also made an indemnity bond, which is a part of the process, to indemnify any of the actions that I might do in commerce as a banking associate. And so I wrote my first bond for $300 million. And that way I can write promissory notes on that bond to discharge my debt. So I could either send my presentments that I accept to the Treasury Department or directly to the people that are sending it to me, which I prefer sending it directly to the vendor. And I'm sending all of my promissory notes to my mortgage company and my banks that I got credit cards from.
And can they refuse it and say that this is not valid?
Yes, they could send me a bogus letter or refuse it. And at that point, that's when I would start an administrative process to, because they know, well, I mean, I'll be sending it to the CFO of the main company, and they pretty much know the name of the game. They know the banking. They know how it operates. So I pretty much, in my presentment letter to them, when I send it, I let them know that they have a certain amount of time to do that. By law, they have 30 days to discharge my debt. And after that 30 days, then I would start what's called an administrative process to basically let them know that they need to do that or there's going to be damages.
a hell of a lot of damages. A friend of mine for a $130 parking ticket or something, he sent a letter off and said, "Oi, if you don't respond to this letter, you know, you'll owe me money. I get off the debt. And if you do respond to this letter, considering I've asked you really not to pursue this, I'm going to have to ask you for damages of like $200,000. And then they responded, of course. So he takes that as an automatic contract that, yes, they do owe him $200,000 in damages and sends them back another prepared letter. So it's basically this back and forth, which takes a little bit of time, but it's actually quite funny.
Yes, because guess who wins? You always win.
Yeah, they try to intimidate you and say, "Oh, well, you know, we're going to charge interest on you and all of that." And you just say, look, I know that interest is fake and it doesn't matter and you ain't got any power over me because I don't have any loyalty to your system. Shush, just shush and give me my money.
Contract is king.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's like if you know your contracts, you can stand over the government in a mafioso type fashion and racketeer the bastards for your own money back. It's great. Yeah. It smells like justice to me.
And it is.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if the racketeers got racketeered?
So yeah, and it's lawful. It is lawful. You're doing everything by the law. That's the reason it works, because you're the one that's right. You're the one that's lawful. And they're working out of fraud.
See, well, the average person does things in a lawful manner. The government just does it in an awful manner.
Yes.
So, Betsy, I have a question. Is it a possibility that the value of your birth certificate could drop and then could not pay off your debts?
No. No, that's not a possibility, because when they invest them on the open market worldwide, they increase. When I said 2 million, mine's probably way above that. That's how much the International Monetary Fund paid for that birth certificate when I was first born. That was invested on the market and has made Lord knows how much money that my birth certificate has made since then. Yes. There's no way that could happen.
That's good to know. I was just curious, you know, like, for example, if someone, for example, becomes handicapped or incapacitated, could they say, well, then your value is diminished because of that?
No, that's only in the silly public laws that the shadowy Congress has put out there. Now, for instance, if you've entered contracts and, you know, it's important to be able to make your income, but because you have that, you have value, you are a child of God. You have the ability to create in some manner and you have value. And our government system has already set it up that you have value. It's not your fault that they went and, you know, put your birth certificate on a market. That's already been done. If they hadn't done that, you could, you know. Possibly.
What about for when people pass away? What happens to the birth certificate and the value of that person?
Now, when it passes away, the value ends.
That's it. So, I mean, it just comes off the stock exchange. That's it?
Yes.
Nobody takes a loss, or?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll have to research more on that exactly.
What they do is they actually destroy currency value all the time. Like usually there's all these little remainders on the end of a lot of major transactions, and all those remainders, they actually, instead of getting rounded off, they actually get destroyed completely from the money supply.
You know, I like that name. We've kind of been throwing it about here, currency, because money is energy, and what is currency? That's energy.
Yep.
Comes from the word current, doesn't it? Or no? I have no idea, really. All right. Well, anyway, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break. My very special guests are the Swerdlows and Betsy Malone. Expansions.com and the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Back in a minute.
Women and children, front lines, log on, tune in, stand and be counted, wounded, stationed in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians, women, children, front lines, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering, dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. My guest today, still even so fabulous as to extend their time on the show here, is still the Swerdlows and Betsy Malone. Guys, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. And you know, Betsy, I was going to ask you, is it possible when we talk about when someone passes on, that's the end of their value, is it possible for a person to put in their will that they bequeath their value to their descendants?
No. No, the only person that can give value to that birth certificate is the real person, and they couldn't pass it on.
I see.
Now, not to say that they couldn't have amassed the wealth because they have this ability to discharge debt and pass that on, but not the birth certificate.
I see. Okay. I'm just looking at different angles here.
Yeah, exactly. There's tons of questions to, that you could go into. And I mean, it's one of those things that just went, like I said, it's a rabbit hole.
Let's talk about that question that the listener had before that we referred to over the break. Here's the comment here. Come on, Vinny, ask the Swerdlows about the significance of our birth frequency name being in the hands of the puppet masters and the deeper implications.
And that's a very good question because, as my readers and listeners know, your birth name is not an accident. It is a statement of your frequency. And so if somebody has your full birth name and birth date, they can easily tap into all that you are. And so that is why it's very important, as Betsy was saying, to keep away from the corporate version of that name and stay with the private version of your name, which would be in the small letters. Am I correct, Betsy?
Yes, that's true, the upper and lowercase name. And if you're using the all caps name, just know, like, you can distinguish that with your mental ability, your spiritual ability, and your emotional. Once you separate yourself and you know that that is a fictitious. For instance, I'll give you a good example that's really quick. When the sun shines and you make a shadow, you have a shadow, and you understand you have a shadow. Because when you're looking at the shadow, it's there. That's all that all cap name is. But if you don't know that, like Stuart was saying, it can be used against you.
Right, exactly. In fact, there's an old magical idea or belief. Like, for example, when the ancient magicians and sorcerers used to invoke astral entities, if the entity knew the full name or the frequency of the one who has conjured them up, then the entity actually can control the person instead of the other way around.
Wow.
So it's the same kind of a principle where your birth name in the proper format is your frequency, and the corporate version of it that the government gives to you is actually a shadow or reflection of that frequency and not the actual one.
And this is also why we tell you that they know you before you know you. And that's why what makes you so easy to control, because they are already, they've tapped into that birth frequency. They know who you are.
Yeah, that's why I find it funny when everybody tries to, like, stay off of Facebook and stay off of all the social networking sites and try to, you know, keep away from the... They're already surveilling you in at least 100 different ways, man. How much more can you withdraw, conceivably? It's impossible.
Absolutely. That's true.
There is no hiding. There is absolutely no hiding. So you just have to go on and live your life and not let them control you by fear, or like you're talking about, I don't want to put my name out there because they'll know I was here or I was there. They already know everything.
Yeah, exactly. And the what then they'll say is, oh, well, there could be that lone nut job or whatever, you know, coming out to get me. And so, mate, basically the only lone nut jobs that ever go out and really do anything are the ones who are either hyped up on Prozac and just hate you because they're crazy, or the ones who are probably some experimentation out of MK Ultra and were going to do it anyway at the behest of the government because you've been such a naughty boy.
Well, that's why you got to change that mind pattern so you don't attract such stuff. We want to to cut our way through all those energies. And I think that's kind of what Betsy is saying, that she's teaching you how to regain your personal power. And that makes you feel empowered inside of yourself. And that allows you to move forward in ways that you wouldn't think of otherwise. It's a whole new way of thinking on a much deeper level than what most people even entertain in the least.
Very true.
And Betsy, when a person is born, is there a bottom line number that is the value and then it's sold to see like to the highest bidder? Or are they all basically the same amount?
What I've discovered is, as it's based on the market and what the going price is, how much they can get for the birth certificates. So like when I was born, it wasn't as much, and now it's increasing because of our economy and the numbers that we deal with now. They're just, you know, they're increased. They're expanding.
Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder about the fake birth certificate of Obama. Like, is he then worthless?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah. So I think that what suggestions would you have? Let's say a person is interested in following this kind of procedure. The first thing they do is look up their birth certificate on the New York Stock Exchange and get the value. And then what do they do?
Well, I would suggest that they take notice of what comes in the mail and it has an all caps name on it. And I'm giving you practical things so you can get it in a real on this earth practical way. Like if that has an all caps name, that means that that's a fiction. You know, like just take notice of that. Check out some YouTube videos on Accepted for Value or Sovereignty Movement and listen to some different people. I mean, everyone is individual and they have their own way and their own path to follow. So who knows who you will connect with and who will be good to listen to for you. So I don't recommend one specific person or, you know, group, or I think everybody's individual and will be moved toward one way or another. So I would just say seek the information. It is a massive possibility for you to be free on all levels, and don't let it pass you by. Yes, it can be a little bit of work, but like we were saying, the outcome is tremendous, and you will win. You will win on all levels.
Have you heard of anyone who was, let's say, had a so-called accident when they tried this, or they were just eliminated somehow?
What I hear is agents showing up at people's home and asking them, questioning them about the process they're using, and looking for ways that they might trip up in the process to put them in jeopardy. Nothing that severe. The worst, the whole thing is about revenue. So they're going to try to put you in some kind of situation that they can send you to court and get more money. Because what happens is when they send you to court and if you're not fully capable to use your name, they will use it for you and they will get the funds from you. And that's why we're in a prison planet, because it's so easy to go ahead and put you in a jail and get the revenue for that. So I don't see them like going to kill you. They're going to try to trip you up in the process that you're doing, and they're going to try to take your money, which they normally do anyway. So that's the big thing.
Because you're an asset that has value, and so they don't want to destroy their asset.
Right.
Now, Betsy, what happens with the stock, or if the stock market crashes? What happens then to the value of the birth certificate?
Because it's on the world market, and they're starting to devalue the dollar. You're right; it's not going to be as worth as much, and it could bring a crash to the whole game. And at that point, you're going to end up being a sovereign on your own no matter what, because
Is that what happened? Well, I guess in 1929 this didn't exist, or my
right.
You're
right.
Yeah.
So Betsy, is that really true? If the stock market crashed, we would all be a sovereign on our own. All our debts would be discharged, and we wouldn't have to worry about anything.
We'd be destitute, cut off from our food supply, and have to start from all over again. But yeah, you'll be that class is a freedom. Well, the problem is in New Zealand they've poisoned the woods with all this toxic 1080 stuff. But it's easy to get out of the soils, apparently. That's the interesting thing. There's all these so-called contaminations going on everywhere that just simply don't get cleaned up and aren't impossible at all, can be done, except there's certain people out there who just don't want people to be healthy. And of course, the solution is to just try and be healthy. Then you win by default. Healthy in your mind, healthy in your body, healthy in your soul. And that way, everybody who wants to do you harm and do harm to those people around you will fail in every single attempt. Because you know how to sustain yourself, you know how much you're worth, and you know how valuable it is, so you protect it.
Yeah. What happens to the people, let's say, that were born in rural areas where there was no birth certificate?
And they literally, they end up having to get a Social Security card at some point if they want to get a benefit privilege from our government. Unless they're living totally, then they're basically sovereign. If they don't have a birth certificate and they're not getting any benefits and didn't sign a contract to get a Social Security number, and they're already sovereign.
I see.
It's kind of like that scene in Idiocracy where the doctor realizes that he doesn't have a tattoo identifying who he is, and he freaks out and goes, oh my God, he doesn't have a tattoo. He doesn't have a tattoo. You know, we can't identify this person. What do we do? And it's funny, that actually happens now. Police will pull over sovereigns in like the UK or in New Zealand or something like that. I talk to these people across Skype. It's just funny, man. They're just really, really confused at first. And eventually they get the message that they can't do anything. They have no power, no jurisdiction. And if they try anything, they'll be held liable to a huge extent possible. It's an enormous amount of power to have to be sovereign. And that's why it requires such a large amount of effort and research and, practice, really, in order to fully be one. Just like every other form of power that you have to get, it takes a lot of work.
So when you become a sovereign, is there like a, you know, paperwork or something that you're supposed to carry around to prove that you are that?
Well, the first piece is called a UCC-1 that distinguishes who's the debtor and who's the creditor. And you basically, through the laws, existing laws, demonstrate that you, the real upper and lowercase person or upper and lowercase individual, is the secured party. And that's one piece of paper that you will have proof that you are distinguishing yourself as a sovereign. What really seals the deal is what's called a security agreement that you make basically with yourself. And the agreement is that you're basically taking full control of the legal entity, all cap name, and putting a lien on everything that they have. And what type of lien? A maritime lien, which is the first and foremost lien over everything. So if anybody wants to mess with you, they will have to answer your lien first. Now, my particular lien is for $100 billion in silver, U.S. silver coins. And if they can pay that off to me, then they can, deal with what Benny was talking about, the damages. I've got a list of damages that they would have to pay off the lien for unlawful taking. And, you know, I've got a long list of paperwork that I have one at the front of the house, and I've considered taking one around in my car, just in case I get pulled over. But I don't want to put that mind pattern out there. Is like I'm setting up that nothing happens to me.
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny, actually. You know how, like, if a cop comes to your door and he's got this long list of paper or something like that, like a warrant that says, I can now violate your rights and your personal space at the say-so of some snitch and a judge. And what's interesting is that instead you can fill up a whole bunch of more papers and say, okay, well, that's what you got. This is what I got. And this is what you have to digest before you have to come into this room. And this is what liability you have. And you just heap a whole bunch of responsibilities and really horrible things onto them. And they suddenly start thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't want to come in and search this house. Maybe I should just get in my little car and go woo and down the hill, please. Thank you very much, Chair.
No, I think if you showed those paperworks to an ordinary policeman, they wouldn't know what the heck it is, and they'd probably do whatever they wanted to do anyway.
Yeah. They'd just be like, oh, my God, this guy's showing me paperwork. Get out on the ground. Get down on the ground. He's resisting. Taser him. Taser him.
Well, that's probably what would happen.
Oh, God, bless America. Oh, the tyranny.
There's still damages involved, even if it doesn't matter if they play by the rules or not. Contract is king in our society, and you've already got a contract. And, oh, I was talking about the UCC-1 with the security agreement. That's a contract on public record, and if they cause damages, they have a liability, even if they haul you down and put you in jail with just unlawful and all these other things. You can enforce those damages.
Well, so could you enforce them in damages by the minute, for example? Like you just kind of start the clock and it's like, all right, this now you're encouraging damages, like say $1,500 a minute.
Well, if it's already in writing, if you already put it in writing, because it has to be in the contract, what's expected.
All right, so I've just got to deceive the police into signing a contract that they know nothing about without them realizing it, and then get them to basically bend into my will. Hey, that sounds exactly like what they do to me. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Look at me driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, in a holocaust.
Welcome back to the show that's all about ending the world in a holocaust. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, we're going to commit genocide on all your families in a fascist world government type fashion with the people in the cattle cars and the vaccination mass transition campaigns with a lot of loving wrapped up rhetoric thrown in .com. My very miraculous guests, the Swerdlows, they've got a run. And so, yeah. Last chance to say what you want to say for today to give everybody a little bit of a boost for their weekend.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for joining us and for participating in the new website design that we've got going and growing. We have some forums up, which people have been asking for, and we haven't really pushed them because we are trying to work all the bugs out, but it seems like the bugs are coming out. So I encourage everyone to sign up for the free forums. It's lots of good interaction and discussion. We have the free e-newsletters that come throughout the week with lots of interesting information in there. And, of course, we are working up to our 9th annual conference in October of interdimensional existences, followed by a day with White Wolf on interdimensional doorways. So lots of interesting things coming up. We're never dull and boring, you know that. Always something new. And, of course, I do want to thank Betsy for joining us. We are fascinated with her research, and we're looking forward to her manual one of these days so that we can easily follow this fascinating process to gain self-control over ourselves, because that's what we're all going for. And we hope all of you will come to expansions.com and visit us. We thank you, Vinny, for having us on. And See, I suppose you'll finish out the hour with Vinny, and I know you have lots more great information to share with everybody.
Yes, thank you, Betsy and Vinny, for really a very fascinating show with amazing information. Very much appreciated.
Right back at you.
Yeah, definitely. It was wonderful, and can't wait to talk with you again.
Okay, then we'll sign off for today, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now back to the issues. We have Betsy Malone, ladies and gentlemen. Betsy, do you have a website?
Yes, yes, I do. It's Screenplays by Third Dog Script. And it is basically a marketing tool for a screenplay that I've written called Peace Lily. And I also give little tidbits and information on how you can improve your screenwriting. It's kind of interactive. I get a lot of traffic on it, and it's something you might want to check out.
Well, on the other hand, I kind of wanted you to actually expand on that rather than me having to go and check it out, you know, because I usually don't go to blogs or read books or anything. I instead talk with the bloggers and interview them or interview the authors.
Oh, okay. I see. Peace Lily is a comedy that is about a young girl going into a government job that is her first job out. And she ends up discovering some very interesting things going on in the job. She discovers fraud and doesn't know how to handle it. Ends up having a lot of crazy things happen through the process. Little romances in there, and by the end, she gets the bad guys and wins the day. And you know, it's off in the sunset at the end. So that's the screenplay that I'm marketing. Now, the purpose in my website is to demonstrate that I'm a good writer, because I've changed fields. I went from military, police, army, working with veterans, to a writer. So I wanted to demonstrate to producers and directors, and possibly actors, anyone that would be interested in jumping on the project, that I do have the writing talent. So a lot of the things that you would see on the website are witty, things that would catch your attention, just to demonstrate some of the writing ability and the movement of a script. And how you would develop that.
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I've written a few scripts before and plays and done a little bit of performing. And for me, the main point of any story, if you really want it to make part, is if you can make somebody in the audience cry. You know, like that's the thing. If you can harness that raw emotional connection with somebody, then the story really, really hits home, because you know that they're remembering something about what's happening in their own lives.
Right.
That's what draws people in, is being able to relate to the characters. And you know, it with the levels of investigation that can be done with this whole overarching theme, it's very difficult to tie it into somebody's, say, personal experience in a lot of ways, because it's not just a personal experience, it's a very shared experience. There's so many ins and outs and huge amounts of details in it that you can't actually really compress it into one mind to a large degree, or at least not in the course of a single movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's just kind of like finding that commonality about what makes us all want to be free in the first place. That I find is a much more pertinent question, rather than just how to set yourself free, because once you know why you want to be free, the next logical step is becoming free, not the other way around.
Right. I think pain and struggle is a tough teacher, but it brings out some of those deeper desires that you're talking about. If there's enough pain applied and enough, you know, like in the building of a script, you're always putting your character under tons of pressure. And you see that in our world today, we're under tons of pressure. And it's like it's forcing a mind or a heart to dig deep and say, I want change.
Yeah, and not the kind of Barack Hussein, O'Barry Satoru, President BS type false birth certificate, born in a Kenya type of Native American Hopi changey dance, okay? Not that kind of freedom. Excuse me. Just thought we really had to clarify.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
The filth that pours forth from his little bobble head. You know, you get those little things that you put in your car, and you know, as soon as you're driving along, the little head bobbles, kind of like that. I want one of those, in a Barack Obama type fashion, so that whenever I'm driving along, I can see his little head bobbling. You know, kind of like in the same way that his head bobbles between teleprompter to teleprompter to teleprompter to teleprompter. Whenever he's giving some description of speech, he never makes eye contact with a single person in the entire thing. He's just reading a teleprompter on his left or on his right, and occasionally he'll do a sweeping glance from one to the other.
Now, is that like a really bad comedy or a really good comedy?
Unfortunately, just like every really bad comedy, it's based on a true story. You know, I suppose when it comes down to it, the election process in itself is an entire joke. It's just a joke by the higher class of scumbaggery that have nothing better to do, really, than try to accumulate more wealth, more power, more control, all for themselves, because they don't really give a flying F about anybody else, to be blunt about it.
It's true. And they need new scriptwriters because, you know, the stuff they're coming out with, people are not buying it anymore.
I know. And maybe that's all part of the plan. Who knows? Maybe they've had every single monster movie since Alien has had the inside man kind of plant context in it, you know? Like, there's always somebody on the inside that's working for the aliens or working against the people for some reason or whatever. And it's through every single monster movie.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. Everything, disaster movie, doesn't matter what it is. That same script plays over and over and over again. It's either the person who planned the operation or the person leading the operation who winds up betraying everybody in the group. Why do you think that happens all the time in the movies? They're showing you, I'm in charge of you, and I can screw you over endlessly. And I can tell you that I'm screwing you over endlessly. And not only will you not notice the truth, but you'll keep paying money to be lied to again in a different way.
I totally agree.
Is that not a profound realization of the maximilian magnitude of the scam?
I know.
It's monstrous. The gargantuan capacity of brain energy power fluctuations that are required to even conceive of the scumbaggish devilry that would come up with such a dastardly scheme is unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the whole idea of like an epic storyline, saga, or whatever lies purely within the realization of what's actually going on already. The frickin' Hollywood movies and all these heroes and everything that are ordinary people that are suddenly given extraordinary gifts, not the case at all. It's usually an ordinary person who has something extraordinarily bad happen to them and realize that they had the gift inside them all along and then went around starting making a difference and wouldn't take in no for an answer.
Well, we can't have that story going around.
Yeah, because that would empower people, wouldn't it?
Yes.
We can't have that. I mean, people walking around feeling proud of themselves and having self-responsibility? No, we want mind-numb slaves who get up early in the morning and get in traffic, go to a job that they really hate, and suck on the teat of slavery all day long and come home and spend time with their kids in front of the television.
Well, they have to get their dose of how to act.
Yeah. How do I act other than the super sweet 16 birthday party on television? How do I act, Daddy, you know? Well, here's how you tell. Do any of these people on TV look anything like you? No! You know why? Because they're covered like by a quarter inch of makeup. They're not freaking real.
And they're not as tall as they look.
Well, you know, it's true. Even politicians, for example, like the shorter politicians, they insist on having a box or something to stand on when they're because traditionally speaking, before televised media, the presidential choice was almost always the taller one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Height has a leadership quality, a natural urge for people. If that person is tall, they have a leadership quality.
So it makes sense to make them more tall.
Yeah, and I'm 6'4". And what we were talking about before is trying to hide from and trying to make sure you're not under surveillance or try to make sure you're not noticed. I can't because I'm 6'4".
Right, you gave that up early on, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, well, okay, the only way that I can do it now is hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
and what's interesting is I've got pictures now in major news media of me behind all these big politician scum
towering over them.
And I got one of them with gesturing with my hands like I'm directing the security or something.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, I'm seriously getting in there. And the other night Lord Christopher Monckton on the climate change thing. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but he came to New Zealand, and I went in there and shook his hand and made sure that several photos were taken of me shaking Lord Monckton's hand.
And you can see the difference in height. Yeah.
Just we've got a few to choose from, you know. But the thing is, it's about seizing opportunities, okay? And like I always say, there is absolutely nothing shameful about shameless self-promotion.
There you go. There you go. It's true.
Yep. Got to be cheeky.
Well, sounds like you're getting around very well.
I know. I'm like the Tuskegee experiment of the truth movement.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we'll be right back after the break with our fabulous special guest, Betsy Malone. Back in a month.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files. Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Anger to a place that ain't gon' get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and we'll respect our right to live here on the land.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We've
Hello.
Got Sherry Kane and Lynn Horowitz on the line here finally joining us. How's it going, guys?
Hi, great. Hey, thanks. Sorry again, we've been tied up. Sherry particularly has been on the line with the FBI. So we're dealing with a lot of stuff that's coming out of this abuse that we've been receiving from Truod and company. And I apologize again for everyone out there who've been waiting for us.
Okay. And we've only got a very short time here at the end of this segment here. So the important information that you've got to put out for this week is, the passing of Ted Gundersen as well, isn't that right?
Yes, but we've basically been under extreme attack, and we've just posted on truot.com a new page that deals with these gang stalkers that have actually engaged my ex-wife for a hostile takeover of our corporations. And so we've got lots of issues that we have to deal with now with both the feds and criminal complaints, but also in civil court up in Idaho, dealing with the fact that my ex-wife has been engaged with these gang stalkers and pedophiles. And in fact, their website is now up. It's very confusing. She's been, Jacqueline Lindenbach is my ex-wife. She has been pitching a lot of people to continue to do business with their company, which actually has confiscated virtually all of our property. The books, tapes, DVDs, CDs of Dr. Leonard Horowitz, the healthcare products, the new book, in fact, the book of 528 is being held up right now, courtesy of virtually the CIA working through FBI COINTELPRO and Dr. Truod and company, who actually, because of the bitterness and jealousy and hatred between my ex-wife and Sherry, have mounted a hostile takeover of the corporations. And they have, in the process, committed a whole list of civil and criminal torts, and in the process have been attempting to not only just put us out of business, but also to discredit us, defame us, libel us, smear us. They have, allegedly, we talked about this, a secret blackmail video that they've been circulating, which is a waste of time if you view it. It's a like we talked about, just a stupid squabble dealing with shooting a pig on Christmas Day. But they've basically escalated this whole process by extending the smear campaign on the internet, and in the process breached a whole lengthy list of laws, not just civil, as I mentioned, but criminal that involve now the FBI. And so we're dealing with gang stalkers that have literally seduced my ex-wife to infiltrate my companies, my organizations, and that we survived. We shall survive. In fact, we're very, very grateful and thankful for all of the blessings that God has administered, honestly, in preventing what could have been a gross catastrophe. We could have lost everything, and instead we lost a lot of time and a lot of energy having to rectify matters. But right now, the status is that the Book of 528 is being held up. We're working now with attorneys to try to get to particularly the customers who paid for the book in advance, which is contrary to my policy over a quarter century. I'd never, ever had anybody in my companies take money for a book that wasn't shipped. And that was a standard policy. They violated that. They've taken a lot of people's money. And we're still awaiting how book situation. I'm sorry, Vinny, go ahead.
Oh, no. You just kind of seemed to cut out there for a second, but it didn't matter.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're dealing with a lot of very interesting, like everybody I think on the planet now is dealing, like we talked about, with personal family issues and interpersonal relationship issues. And some of us are going to make it and some of us are not. And honestly, if you read the article that I just posted on the internet that explains this and goes through this story, it's really sick and sad, but it's also very important because it deals with looking at who's behind this, who are COINTELPRO, what are they up to? What's their agenda on behalf of the Church of Satan? Why do they want to conduct pedophilia? Why do they engage this kind of hideous kind of operations that involve families such as mine now? And that what's the impact ultimately on society beyond we as persons and families and our children? So there's a very interesting story that's up on truot.com. I would encourage everybody who has a stomach for it to read it and
under
circulate it. It's under what's called the headline. It's called Fame Seekers.
That's the link, yeah.
And that's what apparently the source of that video is Reverend Roxanne Hampton and her significant other, Cheryl Stern, as well as they hated my ex-wife. She hated them, but they make very strange bedfellows in trying to hate and attack us, which they have done, and that, again, it's karmic. You see, you know, everything that goes around comes around, and the things that they've put out against us are boomeranging back at them. Same with the COINTELPRO, Truot and Company. I mean, it's literally a mind blower if you look at it. The new web store that they set up to steal our customers and steal our credibility is hosted by 303 Industries, which is a very kind of like strange secret company in Denver, Colorado, that when you go to their homepage, it is hosted. Its host and homepage shows that they're engaged in pedophilia. It shows that they are involved in the male prostitution. It's right on the right in your face. And so I can't even believe that my ex-wife would do all of this and then ally with Truot and Company and Alex Stupid Studer to advance this kind of a demonic e-commerce site that is completely contrary to everything that I've been doing for a quarter century or more in my career and in trying to support and my family and the planet, really. So anyway, it's an interesting time we're living in, Vinny.
Well, you know, interesting times call for interesting measures. We've got here with us, guys, I'm not sure if you noticed, Betsy Malone as well, who's writing a wee bit of a script about how the whole government has you enslaved from birth with your birth certificate and that kind of jazz, you know, the straw man argument. And there's this kind of tie-in with every single conspiracy or element of it. It all ties into a centralized part of the conspiracy and then gets web-weighed into all the other parts. It's like an interconnected matrix, essentially. That's what every single element of your life starts to become. And particularly if you try and put your head out and try to do something out on your own, often there'll be people just gunning for you, you know. It's just like, they don't like what you're doing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they just make these baseless accusations wrapped in assumptions, wrapped in speculation. And it basically ends up being a whole bunch of people firing blindly in the dark or lobbing grenades blindly in the dark for absolutely no apparent reason. I came across this guy with a YouTube channel, and on every single one of his YouTube uploads, he has this list of, quote, shills and or possible shills. And on there he lists Alex Jones, George Norrie, Jack Blood, and many other radio show hosts, including yours truly. And well, it's basically like, if you have a look at this guy, and it's just basically anybody who's anybody on talk radio, and I was quite flattered to be on the list, frankly.
Yeah,
made that list.
That's great. Congratulations.
Vinny, there's another radio host that we went on his show recently, and he really likes us. And I said, well, you should be careful about really liking us and wanting us back on your show. I said, because what's going to happen to you is you are going to become one of the people they target, the COINTELPRO. And so he was laughing. He goes, I welcome that. Right. And, he emailed me and said, it started. They've started attacking me for supporting you.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you guys are like the cheese and the mouse trap of the truth movement. You come and support these guys, you get gang stalked.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Because and you know, it's because like no one has real. I mean, except for like Barbara, who was alone at it, and maybe a few others who didn't have a huge support behind them to be able to say, look, this person's telling the truth, you know, or it was just happening to people for a while. And these, we're telling the truth. We're some of the few people out there that are actually telling the truth about these people. So many other people are afraid. A lot of activists are being attacked by them. And I'm not going to mention one of them, you know, now. And it's like, they don't want to come out and go up against these guys. They don't want to. They'd rather just live their lives saying, you know, we know they exist. Just stay quiet and maybe they'll just go away.
You know,
and that's the thing. They try to divide you and make you feel isolated, make you feel alone. And just like everything else, it's basically just a big lie. And you just need to reach out and, you know, ask for some help when you need it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, seriously, the whole idea of ganging up on people is that you can't defend yourself by yourself. All right. I mean, that's how you forge strong relationships with people. None of these fair weather friends. The people who are there to support you are there to support you through thick and thin. People who are just there to have a flippant good time or whatever, they'll disappear as soon as it stops being fun. And they're not friends at all.
Really. Vinny, that's exactly what I am dealing with personally. You know, imagine living with a person for 27 years and having her support. I'm talking about my ex-wife. Jacqueline Lindenbaum.
Lenny, I'm sorry. We've got to go. It comes to the end of the show.
Time. Thanks, Vinny.
We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.